We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler. It's a first show in how long, Neil?
3 weeks.
Okay. No.
It's
been a while.
Yeah. March, maybe? Yeah. April? Something like that.
So, yep. It's fantastic to be back. I missed everybody. Neil, I missed you.
Of course you did.
Of course. And in studio, we have one and only The Rocker.
Hi, Jack. Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Everybody's doing great, I'm sure. You know, when, like, I decided to, like, restart this, I was thinking, I get asked so many times by people that are missing The Rocker that I just had you be a part of this.
I appreciate it.
Okay. You, Jody Stogler.
So you're saying you were forced to do it. You didn't want to do it.
Yeah. I tell you what. Ever since Breakfast with Billy went off,
you,
Jody Stogler has said that she hates not waking up with Rocker in the morning.
Well, so I am definitely going to get throat punched before this is over with.
So, Rocker, welcome.
And thank you.
To just give everybody a little bit of insight on what we've got planned.
Oh, insight. Good. Ooh, that was a good one,
Jack. That is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little insight on insight is that we're going to spend about the first 20 minutes or so with Rocker, and he's going to kind of do some of what he did on the Breakfast with Billy. He's going to give us a weekly update. Rocker is renowned for his top 10 list. And then we're going to segue into the guest, but the guest is going to have the opportunity to stump The Rocker. Okay? So I've got three trivia questions this week. Okay? And they've all got to do with dates. Okay? And if the guest beats Rock, okay, and Rocker knows everything, so don't feel bad if you get beat, Larry, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You haven't introduced our guest.
I know. Also in studio is a new superintendent of Fort Recovery Schools, Mr. Larry Brown. Hello, Larry.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Jack.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
I hope your initial experience in Fort Recovery has been good.
It's been wonderful. Yeah, so, great experience so far.
Well, you know, getting to spend time with me and Rocker will probably ruin all of that.
Well, maybe the highlight of the week. Yeah.
Yes. So I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back, and Rocker's going to give you the weekly update and his top 10 list, and we'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
St. Joe.
St. Joe who?
St. Joe Festival.
That's not very funny, Dad.
Well, it's not a joke. St. Joe Festival is knocking at the door, coming up September 6th, 7th, and 8th on the grounds of St. Joseph Parish with a Friday night cornhole tournament, Saturday night outdoor mass, horseshoe tournament, and music by RJ the DJ. Sunday, kitty tractor pulls, horseshoe and beanbag tournaments, NFL football, and entertainment by Kyle Kesters. There's something for everyone.
You're still not very funny.
It may not be funny, but it will be fun at the St. Joe Festival, September 6th, 7th, and 8th. Check the Parish Bulletin or the St. Joe Festival Facebook page for more information.
We're back. It's great to hear about the St. Joe Festival that's coming up. I tell you what, before we get started with rock, I just wanted to give a quick shout out. You know, this past week has been a tough one from a Fort Recovery standpoint, as we lost Greg McClure. And Greg in memoriam asked for all donations to go to the Fort Recovery Christmas Gala. And it is humbling to have that happen. We're just a bunch of guys that have fun that night. But to have Greg and his family, recognize us like that is probably as big of an honor as we could have asked for.
Yep, absolutely. I was dumbfounded and, like you said, honored because, it started off being Bubba saying, let's see if we can raise $1,000 and help somebody. And, it was just, we just did stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And raised $17,000 the first year. Last year, raised $52,000.
That's incredible.
And some of it did go to the McClurg family to help them out with some expenses.
But them to, remember us at that tough time is pretty cool. So, thanks to the McClurg family. And now, Rocker.
I believe we almost built that wall last year.
That's right. That's right.
You mean for Mr. Trump?
Yeah.
We so. So Rocker, what's on your weekly update list?
Well, for you comic book fans, the Spider-Man saga is pretty much over with. Sony and Disney decided they will continue the deal where they will produce a certain amount of movies per year. Now, the Marvel president will have nothing to do with it. He got ousted.
Ousted?
Yeah.
So they killed Spider-Man off? Or
no, what? Just the president of Marvel.
Oh.
So he... And news that probably nobody was shocked by. Liam Hemsworth is filing for divorce.
Who?
Liam Hemsworth is filing for divorce from Miley Cyrus.
That's a shocker, isn't it?
Well, they already gave that a try, didn't they?
Well, it lasted, what, 9 months?
Yeah. People have kids in that time, or at least start kids at that time. And you can't win them all, I guess.
No, you can't. So, Rocker.
I'm pretty happy there weren't any kids from that.
Yeah. So, Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
Hot or not hot?
Well, absolutely.
What?
Not.
Yes.
Not. Absolutely not. Is that what you mean?
Hot?
Yes.
Really?
Or as Bill would say, sneaky hot.
Really? Okay. She ain't my type.
Well.
So. What else you got?
She is kind of the opposite of Marcia, isn't she? Wow. I would take Marcia over 500 Miley Cyruses.
For all you Browns fans out there, you might want to stay tuned Monday night on USA Network. Stone Cold Steve Austin will have us as his guest, Baker Mayfield.
Really? Monday night? What time?
11 o'clock. So if you're a late nighter,
you better be late.
Straight up is stone cold. So that's my news update for that. Do we want to do top 10 or do we want to do some movie reviews?
So have there been any new movies out lately?
Well, we got Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. That's probably the newest one of the bunch.
Starring?
Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, and some dead stars, actually. Burt Reynolds. What? Burt Reynolds was his last movie.
Was.
Yeah.
So does he have a speaking role?
Very limited.
Okay.
Because he was dead? Or this is before he was dead?
Before he's dead.
Oh, so it's not like Bernie's, Weekend at Bernie's.
What's it about?
It's about an hour and a half.
It's about an hour and a half.
Basically based around the Manson murders in 1969.
When were the Manson?
It's based around the Manson murders.
Oh. So is when was Manson murders? Is that one of the three questions?
No, it's
you're gonna,
not.
Oh.
No, it's not. I'm glad it wasn't.
1969, 50 years ago.
And what was the name? Okay, right, here's one for you. What was the name of the family killed before Sharon Tate?
Does that mean after?
Huh?
I think it was before.
It was before. They went to a different house first.
Well, La Bianca's was the night after.
It was the night before.
Well, whichever. He got the name right. We don't.
I know. That's what I was looking for.
And, well, it sounds like you might have done some research on it, Jack, but I'm still going to believe Rocker over you.
I am too. All right. I'll believe Rocker too. So. Okay, so
what about what's your thoughts on?
So is it a good movie?
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I don't get a chance to go too often, but when I do, that one be on the top of my list.
So what was the last movie that you've seen?
Casablanca.
Might have been Rocket Man.
No, that's Elton John thing back in the spring, late spring.
Yeah. So was that good?
Oh, very good.
Did the guy sound like Elton John?
Well, I think some of it was him and some of it was Elton.
So there's a lot of times when you have these movies about musicians where it'll be more about the musician than the music.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed because I was thinking it was going to be a little more histrionic type movie where they just kind of patterned it out, and it turned out to be a little bit more of a musical type thing, which, Elton, so it's going to be a little music.
Yeah.
The big difference between music and musical, you find that out real quick.
Yeah. So,
I give that a bit two thumbs up on that one.
All right.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen the Once Upon a Hollywood?
No, not yet.
What's your other movie there?
Is one of them the Blinded by the Light thing about Bruce Springsteen?
I know. That'd be another good one.
Yeah, I think so.
We got...
About who?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually a Pakistani kid in the 70s living in Britain who was absolutely infatuated with Bruce Springsteen. So he ended up making a movie. Long story short, but yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. It probably won't do much.
Yeah, there seems to be a trend of that lately. Like, Indian actors are getting high dollar movies, which I don't necessarily say high dollar movies.
So name another one.
Angry Birds 2 is out. That's mainly for kids, obviously.
Angry Birds 2?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Well, it's for kids, so I don't.
So have you seen any of the Toy Story movies?
All but the fourth one.
Yeah. So what do you think of those?
I've always liked them.
Larry?
I saw the fourth one. It was good.
Man. Is it good?
Entertaining. Yeah.
So is it like a kid's movie that's kind of made for adults?
Yeah. Well, there's humor that adults get and understand, but yeah. And it has a different storyline in the fourth movie.
Plus, you know what?
Storyline.
I don't know about you, but you can relate to the toys that are in there. You know, they have the slinky dog and the, one-eyed baby doll type thing, which we have one in our toy box right now that's like that.
Yeah. Well, my age, maybe. Is that what you're assuming?
No, you aren't near as old as I am.
I just got a text from Bubba.
Uh-oh.
It says, the LaBianca murders was the day after.
Okay. He probably looked it up. So,
I was right.
Oh, Tate would be first.
Yeah.
I was thinking there's one before that, but maybe not a whole family, but I don't know. What do I know?
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
As if Rocker's not hard enough to live with the way it is. All right. So what other movie you got?
Well, we got a low-budget movie called Good Boys. It's kind of like a Stand By Me of this generation.
Oh, yeah?
It's not obviously not getting enough press.
Who stars in that?
No, bunch of, no-namers. Yeah.
You know, that's why it's low-budget.
Bunch of 12-year-old kids. But I think it was number one at the box office, but it was only about $20 million. I think
really?
It was number one last weekend, I believe, saw. But it was low.
But that's still for
Number one. Yeah.
That to be number one.
Yep.
And we got Hobbs and Shaw, which is the Rock and Jason Statham.
Yes.
Fast and Furious.
Now they say that's a funny movie.
Yeah.
And that I mean, as long as you don't go into it expecting an Oscar winner and you just go in there for fun. That's a good movie.
I don't know if many people go into movies like that
thinking it's going to be an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope not.
Now, I am looking forward to the Mr. Rogers movie.
Yes.
With Tom Hanks. That, I believe, will be an Oscar winner.
Again, because it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah. So have you ever seen the clip where he's speaking in front of Congress about funding for his show and other shows like it?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, he's an impressive guy. So is he dead?
Yeah, he's not been with us for a while.
Okay, to test your knowledge, when did he pass away?
Oh.
Wow, that's quick. You're already way slower than usual.
I would say 2013, maybe.
2013, maybe. Neil, are you going to look that up?
Yeah, I can.
Check that out.
Yep.
I tell you what, we're going to take
a break. I'm definitely going to be in the ballpark somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the 20.
We're going to take one break, and we're going to come back with Rocker's Top 10 of the Week and Stump the Rock. We'll be back right after this.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Miracle Lanes will be closed Friday, August 23rd through Sunday, August 25th for the WOW event at Ambassador Park, and they'll also be closed the following weekend, Thursday through Sunday, for the Labor Day weekend. They'll reopen for the bowling season on Tuesday, September 3rd, and will be open 7 days a week until after the bowling season finishes in the spring. And if you're interested in joining a bowling league, they're looking for 2 four-man teams on Thursday at 9 o'clock. Contact them through their Facebook page if you're interested. Again, Miracle Lanes will be closed until after Labor Day, after tomorrow, for the WOW event and Labor Day. Then they'll be open 7 days a week so you can get all your favorites again. Our Lady Indians are off to a great start, winning their first volleyball match of the year in 3 straight games over the St. Mary's Rough Riders on Tuesday night. Next up, they'll host Benjamin Logan and Springfield on Saturday in a tri-match. We'll broadcast the Indians taking on Benjamin Logan at 10 a.m., then we'll also broadcast their game against Springfield on Saturday afternoon at 1. Our Lady Indians are exciting to watch, so head up to Fort Sight Fieldhouse on Saturday to help cheer them on against Benjamin Logan at 10, then against Springfield at 1. But if you just can't get to the matches in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler, Rucker Bonvillain, Mr. Larry Brown, the superintendent of Fort Recovery Schools. So we're here to we're going to review Rocker's top 10 list. Rocker.
Oh, boy. I got this out of the old Facebook memories from about a year ago this today. Top 10 things I'm horrible at.
Top 10 things that Rocker is horrible at.
Number 10, figure skating. Seems about right.
I can picture.
I think you could do a pirouette. What do they call those things? Axles? Double axles? Yeah, I think you could do that.
Have you ever skated before?
A long, long time ago at the old skating rink.
But not ice skate?
No. I'm sure there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. For me, it wouldn't be. I'd just be laying on the ground on either one of them.
Wood versus ice is two different things there.
Yeah.
Number 9, diets, obviously. Apparently not doing very well there.
Diets, you're not very good.
Number 8, lying. Not very good at lying. Probably why I'm not a... I'm about a mediocre poker player, apparently, then.
Every time I've ever played against you, you've won.
Yeah, he gets great cards, but he does not have a poker face.
Horrible poker face. Number 7, Neil will probably agree with this one. Dancing.
Oh, yeah. He does it a lot, though.
He likes to dance.
Very rarely these days.
Thank you.
Number 6, spitting. Never been a good spitter. Everybody, you know, they always do that spitting for distance thing.
Yeah.
Never could do it.
Is that right?
Never.
Are you good enough at it to hit the ground with your spit? Or does it end up on your shirt?
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's not even making the shirt even sometimes. And brace yourself, people, for the number 5.
Number 5.
Uh-oh. Is this off color?
No. Just a tad.
Oh, good.
Stripper selector. Not very good. I was never very good at that.
But you practiced a lot.
But the clubs made a lot of money those nights.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Not very good. Number 4, shopping. Horrible shopper.
And then you spend too much, or you just can't?
No, because I'm like most guys. You go in there, you get your stuff, and get the heck out of Dodge. So there's not much bargain shopping in my little production.
Yeah.
How about shoplifting?
Well, no, I'm not Winona Ryder.
Okay.
He's never been caught.
For those people who remember that little deal.
Yeah.
Number 3, dating. Well...
Well, your 3 wives seemed to appreciated it.
Yeah.
I may have been mistaken about any of those wives.
But. Number 2?
Number 2, well, he's not here to agree with me, but Dale Toby, number 2 is driving.
Driving?
Probably why Dale's not with us.
No, I don't think you killed him.
I came close, though.
You might have given him a heart attack a time or two. I always driving lessons, but...
I always said I kickstarted his midlife crisis. Put that in high gear real quick.
I'll bet you did.
And number 1...
The worst thing, that Rocker...
Oh, let's see if we can do a drum roll
is
thing.
...is bad at.
Oh, hold on.
A timpani, please.
Just regular drums.
Okay.
Cooking.
What, you can't cook?
No, not with... Unless it's something simple, I'm done.
And well, so is your food. Good list.
Yeah.
And I believe every one of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've tried it before, and it, like, I'll do a steak in the oven, and it dries it out.
Yeah.
Pork chops the same way.
And you only caught the kitchen on fire two or three times, so.
Well, thank God I live across the street from the firehouse.
Yes. But as Bill used to accuse you of, you hate the firemen.
Yeah, well.
Because you won't buy their chicken dinner.
But I will go after the old
breakfast.
That reminds me. October 11th, Fireman Breakfast.
Oh, I don't think I saw the sign yet.
Might be the 13th. I'm not quite sure.
You can't be changing dates on us in the middle of
a Well, it's a Sunday. I'd be the 13th.
Yeah. All right, the 13th.
Yep, that's a Sunday.
So, are we ready for Stump the Rocker?
I'm ready.
Okay, here's the deal. Larry and Rocker, I'm going to give you guys three questions. And it's
the bar's pretty high here.
Yeah. It's when did these events occur? Okay. And the one that wins two out of three is the winner. If it's the guest that gets a $10 gift certificate to a local merchant.
Is it a merchant's gift certificate or a particular that you can use at any of the
gift certificates?
I think there's 65 merchants involved. Yes.
Okay, I won't take it, but he might need it.
Okay.
Can we give him a grace period, like 2 years?
You're awfully happy for the first one.
Wow.
Well, I got it.
I might know one of them.
Yeah.
This is superintendent of school. This isn't me and Bill. This is a guy that knows what the hell he's talking about. Okay?
But Rocker's undefeated.
I know.
Because we haven't started yet.
That's right.
Partly
Rocker never lost. Okay. Here's the first.
So they have to write down their answers.
Yes, you have to write it down so that we're sure that you guys aren't cheating. The first one is, when did Elvis die? Okay, so year and a month. The month will be the tiebreaker. Okay. What year did they tear down the Berlin Wall? Larry, nobody's ever beat Rocker before. And the last one. When was Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech?
Those are three pretty good
months.
Ones.
Yeah, we need months on each one of these.
Well, as tiebreakers,
Tiebreakers. Okay,
whoever gets closest without going over, as far as year, whoever gets closest,
Closest.
Okay.
All right. So, the first one, Larry. When did Elvis die?
I'm going to say 1972.
Rocker.
August 15th, 1977 at 2:45 p.m.
Sounds like he knows that one.
Okay, we'll give that one to Rocker.
They don't have the 2:40, whatever the particular time was, I don't have that, but that's exactly right, as usual.
And we'll give him a point for being an ass and giving us the time, too. All right. The tearing down of the Berlin Wall. Larry?
I wrote down 1980, July of 1980.
July of 19... Rocker?
1989.
Yeah, but what day?
A date.
Day?
Date.
No, a date.
A month.
I believe it's October?
November 1989. So we'll give that one to Rocker.
That one, well,
On my Google, it says on November 9, 1989, the Cold War began to thaw as a party announced this. And then when I haven't done a whole bunch of research on this, but it says, when did the Berlin Wall come down? It says November 1991.
But I think when Reagan made his speech, no, it wasn't Reagan.
Yeah.
It would have been Reagan. Yeah.
It was like
Mr. Gorbachev.
It was November 9th, 1989.
Yeah, but it didn't come down then.
Yeah.
Yep, but that got it going.
Neil.
Yes.
Don't correct my answer.
Well, Rocker was still the winner.
He's still the winner. All right, the last one. When was Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech?
That was around 1963, so I'm going to say May
1963?
May of 1963.
Maybe. May of 63. Rocker?
I'm going to go with August 28th of 63.
August 28th, 1960. How do you know that?
He was there.
That's a dumb question. So.
I was close on that one.
Yeah, you were very close. So, for this one, Rocker, you win.
The streak
continues. You will go down before this season's over.
August 28th, 1963.
That's incredible. So, Larry,
we can play the stuff.
We could play the whole clip, but it's 18 minutes.
Yeah. So we just couldn't do it. I was sure that we'd bring him down.
Well, I would guess that Mr. Brown will be as close as anybody ever.
I would say that's probably true. So, I tell you what, Rocker, thanks, bud. We will see you next Wednesday. And you're more than welcome to stick around and get to know...
If I don't plan on going anywhere.
Fantastic.
Well, you're missing the community club meeting.
Yeah.
But we're okay with that.
So, welcome to Fort Recovery, Larry.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Enjoyed it so far.
So, Ian, when did you start your new job?
Well, we started, Mr. Ferks and I had some days that we were kind of overlapping, and he was both finishing his work here at Fort Recovery, and I was kind of learning from him and at least learning where things were. Some of the, there's lots of things you have to input into computers and all the codes and just learn about some of the people and some of the staff within the organization. So we had some overlapping days. So I had a time where I was actually the board brought me on for up to 15 days in June and July. And I didn't quite work that many, but came close to it. And at the same time that I was still finishing up with my role as Superintendent Wasion, pretty much all the way through the end of July, the superintendent incoming Wasion had some responsibilities with his other district too. So we had also had some opportunities to overlap, but not quite as much.
So you came from Wasion Schools,
correct?
Wasion is a town of what size?
6,000 to 8,000, I think, something in that range. It's called an exempted village school. It's kind of a different type. It's not a local school district, not a city school district.
So what's the difference?
In the 50s, there was an option for districts to become exempted, which took them out of the county structure. You can no longer become
Cold
an exempted.
Water is exempted.
Correct. Okay. And you can no longer become an exempted village. You can change your status into a city or another appropriate one, but you can no longer become an exempted village. But those, many of them have remained exempted village. There's not a huge difference between a local and exempted village.
Okay. And so you actually left a larger district to come to Fort Recovery.
Correct, yeah. It's about, actually, I've told most people, it's about double the size, double the number of students, double the budget.
So you retired from Wasion?
During the time I was there at Wasion, I did process through a retirement system, and then they hired me back and put me on a five-year contract there to do that.
So what was it about this position that made you think, you know what, I'm going to give Fort Recovery a shot?
Well, there were many things, actually. The board has done a great job of kind of balancing the funds, make sure that there's, you know, adequate needs here in the community. The fact that there's four continuing levies on the books for the needs of the district. I knew that the district was going to come close on their revenues and expenditures, which that shows is, you know, accountability for what needs to be done. About a $10 million expenditure and about a $10 million revenue streams for the last academic year. My wife is from Shelby County originally, and so we started our careers in Bell Fountain, which is in Logan County, so we weren't really far away from here, and know that the type of community, the smaller communities, certainly support our students and their schools and the community as a whole, and just was looking for, you kind of apply to smaller, and sometimes as a superintendent, you can have some more opportunities to spend more time with students and spend more time with staff and community members. And even Wauseon was coming down from where I was at North Ridgeville, which was about double of that size. So,
really?
Yeah, so as I guess I'm getting smarter in my career here, finding opportunities, which provide some opportunities to spend time with student staff and community members. So. Yeah.
So you've now had, almost a month under your belt?
Pretty much, yeah.
Initial reaction?
The staff is very receptive to working with the students. They're doing some wonderful things. The district, there's room for growth, and I think we all know that, the board, the staff, and the administration knows that we can make improvements here, and just knowing that we can move forward and get some of the things accomplished as a district as a whole.
So we've talked about your most recent experiences. So, take us back to high school, college, first job.
Oh, sure. Well, back in high school, I went to Sandusky High School, which is up on the lake, and I grew up on Cedar Point Road, which I think was part of the spot that Neil did. Lived around boats, water, ice skating. You're talking about skating. We'd skate, ice skate in the back bay, and those kinds of experience. And so during high school, I was involved with some athletics, but mostly music activities in orchestra, band, choir, all kinds of different. I think I was in probably 20 different groups throughout high school.
Really?
And then I went on to be a major in music education at Bowling Green State University. Fortunately, it was all state orchestra on bass, and then got a scholarship to play bass at BG, and then I played bass guitar, but upright bass.
Okay.
So actually classical. I played in Lima Symphony and Cedar Point and some of those other places. So
it's you're kind of playing a rock band?
I have done that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So 70s and 80s and 90s rock. Yeah. I actually gave that up about a year and a half ago.
So up until a year or a year and a half ago, you were like rocking a stage somewhere.
Well, I wouldn't go to that extent, but yeah, we would. The group I played with was actually some of my college roommates. So we go back that far playing some of the songs we played, back in the 80s, and we just go play wineries and festivals and things like that. And we didn't make a lot of money, but we had a great time playing.
What's the name of the winery up by Columbus Grove?
I don't know that one. Okay. I haven't played there. We played primarily around the Firelands area, which is where my roommates are from, Paper Moon and some of those
places. I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Jack's a local wine aficionado. He likes to visit every local winery within a 2-day drive.
We're popping up all over the place.
Yep. It's incredible. Like, we've probably been to 40 wineries in Indiana.
Okay.
And there's another 55 that we have to hit yet. And we haven't been up to the Geneva on the Lake,
our band played up there one time.
Is that right?
Was a long drive, yeah.
What was the name of the band?
It was called Ray and the Whatnots. So Ray
and the Whatnots.
Ray was the one of the founding members of the band. So it used to be the Whatnots, and once some of the other members got out, it became Ray and the Whatnots since he was the founding member.
So Ken, like, we expect some sort of a...
I don't know that that'll happen here. My focus is with the students and the community.
Have a good sometimes time when it comes to Spirit Week and stuff, they get the teachers and administration to do all kinds of funny things. So watch out.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. How about family background?
Sure. Yeah. Going way back, my mom and dad were born in Sandusky, and so my mom is still alive, and she's in Sandusky and lives in there in Sandusky. My wife, Susan, who I met in Bell Fountain, we've been married for 31 years, and we have two girls, both adult children that are, one's living in the Cincinnati area teaching band. She also has the music bug, and then my youngest is a computer, into computer technology and coder. She's a coder for a company, software company.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some school philosophies that you've had in the past that are important to you that you'd bring to Fort Recovery and other things like that. So we'll take a quick break and be back in a minute.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multizone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market is having a big end of the summer sale going on now through Labor Day with great prices throughout the store. Looking for some great brats for the grill? They have 5 packs of Johnsonville brats on sale. Get 2 packs of their fresh brats for $9.99 or 2 packs of Johnsonville smoked brats for $8.99. And you can get their great quarter pound hamburger patties, 4 to a package, for just $2.99. And if you're looking for some great steaks for the grill, how about these? Ribeye steaks for $6.99 a pound, or New York strip steaks for just $4.99 a pound. These are all available in their grab-and-go case. So get to Wayne Street Market and get in on these great prices for some great grilling. These special prices are good through Labor Day, and they'll be open from 10 to 2 on Labor Day Monday. You can always count on great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Season tickets for the 2019 football season will be sold in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. each weekday. Reserved varsity football seats must be claimed by Wednesday, August 28th. Season ticket prices for the varsity football games are $25 for adults and $15 for students. And this year they will also be selling an annual all-sports ticket for adults and students, which will admit you into all the regular season home high school and junior high athletic events for both boys and girls. Adult all-sports tickets are $150, and that includes your reserved seat for home varsity basketball games. Student annual all-sports tickets are only $50. Presale tickets for individual high school football games will be $6 for adults and $4 for students. All tickets at the gate will be $7 for both adults and students. And now you can get junior high all-sports tickets. Those are $25 for adults and $15 for students. All tickets at the gate for junior high events will be $3 for adults and $2 for students. And if you're 65 or older, they have an even better deal. The Senior Citizens Annual All-Sports Pass for only $25. That pass will get you into any boys or girls high school or junior high sporting event, but it doesn't include reserved seating for the football or basketball games. So the first chance you get, head up to the high school office between 8 and 4 on weekdays to get your fall sports or all-sports season tickets.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, Mr. Larry Brown, Rocker. Is it Mr. Larry Brown? Is it Dr. Larry Brown?
It's Mr., yeah. Okay. And the staff, you know, call me Larry, so, yeah.
So
probably have enough hours for a doctor, but I don't have it, so.
Yeah. So what made you get into education?
I think probably the love of music started that, and then just the ability to teach others, you know, a skill, and that kind of transformed into learning and going through, you know, the educational process with Bowling Green and learning how to, you know, educate other students, and then just kind of got the bug and enjoyed teaching students. That first year in Bellefonte, I was doing kindergarten music and string music in the district, and that was just a blast. And it's exciting to see students react and learn when, you know, when they're learning something. So that I continue to enjoy. And then from my kind of from my military leadership experience, then I got the bug as far as being a principal and administration. So that's where that developed from.
So you went to college where?
At Bowling Green for my for my undergrad, yeah, and then UD for my master's degree and extra classes, yeah.
Good. So you talked about the military background. Were you in the military?
I was in the Army National Guard for 20 years. So at the same time, I was in college, was looking for additional funds. So I did the Ohio Army National Guard tuition assistance program, and then simultaneously joined the ROTC program. So there's a thing called SMP. It's called simultaneous membership, and you continue. You don't go back to basic or anything like that. Since I had already been through basic training, you just take additional classes, and then I became an officer. The day I graduated, I became a commissioned officer in the National Guard. And so then I did 20 years of both enlisted and officer time in the National Guard. What? Throughout the state of Ohio.
Yeah. So as you... as you've now been in the education system for 30 years.
30 plus, yeah.
Yeah. In like the last 10... What's been the biggest change that you've seen? And then what do you think will be the biggest change in the next 5 years?
Well, I'll probably give you a couple changes. One is the number of options that students and parents have for their students for other types of, you know, homeschooling and charter school options and online learning and those kind of things. That's been a major change in public education as a whole. And specifically, some of the... how parents, you know, are working with their students for their continuing learning. And then there's an emphasis on testing, obviously, that the state of Ohio has brought to us, and that part of it is both a challenge. It's good to have, you know, standards that we have to achieve and try to reach toward. The amount of testing.
Some sort of measuring stick.
Yeah. And I guess the amount of testing is what's kind of gotten out of hand. And so states slowly pulling back on that. And, you know, the learning is what's most important. Do our students continue to learn? And that's what's most important. And I know we have to assess that. But you can also go overboard with it, too.
So, at Fort Recovery, and I'm sure you investigated this, I'm not telling you anything if you don't know. So, BOEG, FFA, participation in TriStar are all pretty important spokes in this call to a certain extent.
For sure, yeah.
Was it a similar type of a case at New Wauseon or the school you were at before that?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, Wauseon was similar to this. Yeah, we had two BOAG teachers in the district supporting about the same number of students that headed in that direction. And that's valuable not only just for the specific ag skills, but the leadership skills that they attain. And then we had also had a career center that was similar to TriStar. And had similar offerings. I think there's a little bit more of a focus towards some of the industrial trades here than compared to the what's called the Fort County Career Center.
Okay,
where I was before.
Okay.
But I agree that some of those trades are we've got to fill. Have people be prepared to work in those skill trades because that's not happening to the level that it needs to happen right now.
Well, and you know, again, I think if you know, there's a lot of it that depends on what the media embraces to a certain extent.
Sure.
But you certainly hear a lot about student debt and job availability. And when you consider those, the trades have to look awfully attractive to a kid coming out of school.
For sure, yeah. And the employment options are definitely out there. If you can demonstrate you have a skill, you show up for work and do what you need to do, you're justly, yeah. You can pretty much name your ticket right now. That's a great opportunity for young professionals in those fields, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and there's opportunities for kids, if like they start a job, there's a lot of businesses that'll help pay for that education.
Oh, for sure, right?
Yeah,
they get advanced degrees and continue to improve. Yeah,
yeah. So, from an overall educational philosophy, and I know I'm taking something that you could probably write a thesis paper about and asking you to combine it into a 45-second answer. But, from an educational philosophy standpoint, what are your key thoughts on these are my core values when it comes to educational philosophy?
First of all, trying to meet the needs of each individual student. So whatever their goals might be, we've got to be ready to meet whatever their needs are and try to provide an educational program or series of programs that prepares them for what they want to do, whether it is going to college, going in the military, or doing something else with their life, other coursework or other things that they want to do. So that's basically trying to meet the needs of all the students that we have, for recovery and trying to provide for them and not only, I guess, not prepare them just for those tests, but prepare them for life too.
Yep. How do you see education changing in the next 5 years?
That's a good question. I think this assessment piece that I was talking about changing, I think it's going to change slowly, and we can get back focus on preparing students for the future, whether it's technology or, like I said, their special trades and things like that. Other than that, it's difficult to predict. Education flows slowly.
Yeah.
It takes some time to do. So and nothing changes quickly in education, and it probably is for good reason too. That people, like, you bring a new superintendent, he doesn't go around and change everything, so things take some time and evaluate, what's going on and see what needs to be improved.
You talked about not really being able to share your goals for the district, because that's kind of an evaluation assessment process. So, what is that process like? So between now and the end of the year, what process do you take so that by the 1st of December, or whatever that timeline is, you can make that assessment or set those goals? What's that process?
Well, first of all, it doesn't include just me. It's the administrative team and the management team that will be doing that process and evaluating what's going well, what things we can improve on, and look at the overall programming within the district. There could be some things that are a little bit too much of an overlap or some gaps that we've got to fill as far as curriculum for the scope and sequence of all the learning that goes on in the district and every subject area.
Well, I don't know if you heard this from any place else, from anybody else, but I really believe you couldn't have picked a better town to move to and have a positive influence.
I'm seeing that already, yeah, so I appreciate that. Yes, I would agree with you.
So I tell you what, we're going to take one more real quick break and come back to wrap things up with Mr. Larry Brown, the superintendent of schools, right after this.
Floors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Voors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Voors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Voors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Have you ever wondered how a law enforcement agency works? The Mercer County Sheriff's Department will be holding their 6th Annual Citizens Academy from October 22nd through November 14th, and sessions will usually be held 2 evenings a week for those 4 weeks. If you're interested in attending this year's Citizens Academy, just go to mercercountysheriff.org to get your application packet and return it by Tuesday, September 24th. Class size is limited, so get your application packet now. Classes will begin at 6 p.m. and will last for 2 to 3 hours per session. Participants will attend classes that are in lecture format, observe demonstrations, take tours of the facilities, and participate in hands-on training sessions, and you'll also have the opportunity to job shadow with staff members. The academy is open to residents of Mercer County who are at least 21 years old, and you'll be required to pass a background check. If you're interested in attending this session of the Citizens Academy, you can stop at the Sheriff's Office during office hours or go to their website at mercercountysheriff.org to get your application packet. Completed applications will need to be returned to the Sheriff's Office by Tuesday, September 24th. If you have questions, please contact Citizens Academy Coordinator Sergeant Jay Wertkamp at 419-586-7724.
We're back. Insight, Jack Stogler, Mr. Larry Brown, Rocker's still here.
Yeah, I'm sure people saying, how's he still here?
So, Larry, I tell you what, I wanted to kind of, and I certainly know that I'm not the first, but I wanted to welcome you to Fort Recovery. What did you know about Fort Recovery before you got here?
Mostly just general things, not any details until I started researching for the position.
Yeah.
Specifically. So, you know, I definitely knew about location, didn't know a lot about the history, but since that point I learned, yeah.
It's a neat place.
Yeah, well, and of course, being outside of the MAC, you hear about the MAC. And it's exciting to be a part of a MAC conference school, that's for sure.
I tell you what, as like we interview people for different jobs or whatever, one of the things that always gets brought up is the quality of schools in the area, and it really doesn't matter. I mean, you know, Fort Recovery is the best, of course, but schools like St. Henry and New Bremen and Minster and Cole, you know, there's some pretty high quality schools in the area.
That's for sure. And I know some of the other educators in the area too, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, now, you know you're going to be my new neighbor.
That's what I hear, yeah.
So, when is that?
Maybe a month away or so. Yeah,
is that right?
I don't have a date set yet for move, but yeah, about a month away, hopefully.
Now, you talked about being in a band. I want a bunch of noise over there.
Well, I probably my instruments will be in the basement, so that might help a little bit.
Okay, we're safe then. I tell you what, I know that you'd like a chance to kind of say some closing words.
Sure. First of all, I want to thank you for having me here and Insight, and then also kind of thank the board for their confidence in me to carry on the superintendency. And I know there's some things they're looking for me to be visible, to learn the community, be part of the community. So I'm striving to do that, but then also kind of prove the academics is even more, and work with all the students. But my focus is going to be on academics, co-curricular, and extracurricular activities, and making sure all of them succeed. So, and I want to just personally thank the members of the board office and the staff that have, you know, make me feel welcome here in the last month or two, specifically Kim Gruby and Deanna, the new treasurer. We're kind of starting at the same time, and so we're excited to get that started. And Lindsay, the new administrative assistant's got a great start. And so I appreciate her willingness to learn and join me in working together. We call it the L&L group here instead of M&M. So yeah. We're excited to get that going.
You know,
so.
And there has to be a certain bond that creates when there's kind of a group of new people starting new jobs.
That's exactly right. There's some synergy going on.
Yeah, I feel
there is. Yeah.
That's also, well, I tell you what, I know each of those people that you're talking about, and you've got some very high quality individuals too, which helps a bunch.
Yep, I definitely need as much help as I can get, that's for sure.
So, well, I tell you what, for Insight, for Mr. Larry Brown, Mr. Rocker Bombellin, stay tuned for Bubba and Feed. They're meeting with the guys from WOW, Bobby?
Yes. Yep. And then Chelsea come in, talk a little volleyball at 8:30. So.
Fantastic. So for Insight, we will be back next week. Thanks, Larry.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Jack.
Thank you, Rocker.
Thank you, Jack.
We're out until next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.